This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 2370, English Vocabulary to Leave Your Worries at the Door.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American host, Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz, coming to you from Arizona and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
Is it easy for you to leave negative feelings or thoughts at the door? Today, Aubrey and Michelle will talk about ways to say you aren't bringing baggage with you. Listen in today.
I can say to my new Samsung Galaxy S25 Ultra, hey, find a keto-friendly restaurant nearby and text it to Beth and Steve. And it does, without me lifting a finger, so I can get in more squats anywhere I can. One, two, three.
Will that be cash or credit?
Credit. Four.
Galaxy S25 Ultra, the AI companion that does the heavy lifting so you can do you. Get yours at Samsung.com. Compatible with select apps requires Google Gemini account. Results may vary based on input. Check responses for accuracy.
Hello, Michelle. How are you?
I'm good, Aubrey. Nice to see you. Happy to record with you today. How are you?
I know. Great. This is so fun. I have a question. What color is your door, like the front door of your house?
Ooh, my door is a bluish purple. I believe you would call it periwinkle.
Oh, that is very fun. And one of the most fun names for a color, periwinkle. Yeah. I love that.
Periwinkle. It's like a light. Is it blue? Is it light blue? Is it light purple? I don't know. It's periwinkle. That was my risky decision of, I want a fun door color. This is
a
little
out there.
You painted
it that color. It wasn't that color when you bought the home.
So
my door is very boring. It's like really dark brown, almost black. But recently we had kind of a mishap because it is sort of sun faded. It faces the sun. And so we tried to fix it, but it was stained originally. So we were trying to restain over it. A few layers was not working. So finally we're just going to have to paint it, but I think we have to sand it down first. It's whole thing.
I wouldn't even know where to start with that. Right. But that's fun. So today we are going to talk about an expression using the word door that is really useful and fun. This expression is to leave something at the door. What do you think about this one, Aubrey?
You know, I've thought about this a few times when we start recording podcasts, because to leave something at the door means you have to forget it, you know, sort of close that door and start something else. And sometimes I'll be having a bad day, something bad is happening, and I really have to leave that at the door in order to be positive and energetic here.
Yeah, exactly. Because on the podcast, we're not gonna
share all of my woes and problems with you guys. I mean, sometimes the issues with the kids or something come out, but I try to leave it at the door.
exactly. So, Aubrey, this actually came up on an episode of the Business English Podcast that I recorded with Lindsay. It was from episode 378, which I actually think was probably just yesterday, I think. So guys, check out the Business English Podcast. This episode was called How to Catch Attention When You Introduce a Change in English. And in this episode, we said, leave your preconceptions at the door. This is, you know, we realized that it's very powerful to say, leave something at the door. So we decided to take a full episode to discuss this, but I wanted to bring it back over here to All Ears English.
Yeah, I'm excited. This is a great expression. We use it and hear it a lot. And this is really powerful to say, leave something at the door. Yeah. This is really, if you're admitting you need to leave something at the door, you are being vulnerable. You're admitting that not everything is perfect, because the really happy, positive, fun things, you wouldn't need to leave them at the door, right?
True. Yeah, that's a really good point. I mean, but are we talking about literally leaving something at the door?
Good question. No, this is idiomatic. You could say if a package is being delivered, oh, leave that at the door. There is this literal use, but we use this actually more often idiomatically to say, to forget something, to put pause on something, to put something on pause.
Yes, exactly. So to leave something at the door. So to start with the door. So this is, again, about when you begin something, when you enter some place or situation. So that's the idea of why we use the door for it. So you're entering a room, you're entering a situation, a place, whatever it is, and you have the door, but you are going in the door and you're leaving something there. So the something is whatever you're holding on to. So like Aubrey said, some sort of thing that's going on in your life, maybe you're holding onto a grudge with someone or an opinion or even a bias or some drama, negative feelings, whatever it is. But like Aubrey said, you're not leaving positive things at the door.
Exactly. It's interesting how often we use doors metaphorically in English, right? We have the expression, when one door closes, another one opens. And it's never like literal doors. Like it's metaphorical, this feeling of, you know, just a space opening in your mind or in your heart, maybe, right? It's a lot more about feelings.
Right, exactly. So to come in with that new mindset, which we did touch on that Business English episode. So definitely be sure to listen to that because it really does connect to today's episode. So head on over to the Business English podcast after this and make sure you hit follow there as well as on this podcast. So let's do some examples. Aubrey, you want to do the first one?
Yeah. I know you're totally exhausted, but try to leave it all at the door now and just enjoy the night. I could totally see myself saying this to my partner or him saying it to me, right? If you know someone's not in a great headspace, they're tired, say, okay, leave it at the door so we can still have fun tonight.
Right. Especially with having kids. You know, you want a parent to come in. Yeah, things, it's hard. It's hard to be an adult and have things go on at work maybe that are difficult, but, you know, to always try and come in and not bring it into the space with your kids at night, right?
Exactly, right? Or otherwise, that's really exhausting, especially exhausting if it carries through not only all day, but then into the night. At some point, you've got to leave it at the door.
Exactly. So here's another one. Leave all your self-doubt at the door. It's time to get our bodies moving. So I'm imagining you go into an exercise class and it's a tough one and maybe they're trying to get everybody motivated, the instructor, and they say, leave your self-doubt at the door.
Right. I could see Cody saying this. Michelle and I are both fans of Cody Rigsby. A little shout out to a Peloton instructor who's so funny.
I will not do a class from anybody else anymore. I think it's just, I always go to Cody.
That's so funny. I try to like do some of the other ones, but it's never the same. It's true every time. It's just such, and he does that, right? He'll motivate you, like leave it all at the door and enjoy this class.
Yes. I love him. He is so funny. Okay. Or, so here's another example. This could be maybe in a yoga class. Breathe in, leave your stress at the door. This is your time to relax.
Yes. Right. So you're imagining leave your stress at the door. When you entered the yoga studio, you're unpacking your stress and leaving it out in the hall.
Yes, exactly. Or what's another example? One more.
You could say, I told him to leave his emotions at the door. I know it's hard, but we have to show strength. So yeah, this is tricky when it comes to emotions. Sometimes we're encouraged, like, yes, show emotion, share emotion. And sometimes it's not the right time. True. You have to leave it at the door.
That's true. I mean, Aubrey, do you have any tips or tricks of how to leave negative feelings at the door? Do you do anything to, when you come into a new space or when you start recording or anything like that, how do you do that?
I think that I have been able to develop a lot of cognitive dissonance in my life, having grown up in the family with the religion that I did, that I was able to develop that a lot. And so now I do feel like this is a skill that I can really just sort of shut it off, leave it at the door, and enjoy the time that I'm at, regardless of what is happening. So that's one perk for some things that I, you know, struggled with as a youth.
Interesting. Well, so it gives you a strong backbone for your current life. Yeah.
Yeah. And just that ability to, because some people are really affected. Let's say you go to a job interview and it's not a good day. Maybe you got pulled over or in a wreck on the way to the job interview. And I do think a lot of people would have a hard time leaving those emotions at the door and still performing at 100%.
Yeah.
Understandably. Right. And I do feel like this is sort of a skill that I could just shut that off. It's gone. Like it never happened. And I'm performing.
That's good. That's very impressive, Aubrey.
I think so too. Yeah.
As a busy entrepreneur, I need reliable team members who have specific skills. And when I'm hiring, I want qualified candidates applying for the job fast. One of the best things about Indeed is that it streamlines hiring to make it fast because it allows you to look for very specific skills when you post your job. As we gear up to expand our team this spring, I plan to use Indeed. So if you're in charge of hiring at your company, stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs helps you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this podcast will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. One more time, go to Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring Indeed is all you need.
Okay, so let's talk about some other ways we might express this feeling. So the first one is to check it at the door. So same idea is leave something at the door, to check something at the door. So check your attitude at the door. We all need to get along.
Yeah, this is a little more harsh probably because we wouldn't say it to ourselves as much. I need to check my attitude at the door. You're probably saying it to someone else. It's a little bit critical, right?
True. Very good point. That is the difference. That one is more critical than just, oh, leave it at the door, right? That one's a little bit smoother, just a little more peaceful. Yeah. This one, it sounds like you're being scolded maybe. So
right.
Be
maybe
with
you're
that
implying
one.
That they usually don't. They're usually bringing an attitude in. This time you need to check your attitude at the door.
Yes, exactly. Or what's another one, Aubrey?
To let something go. So before we get started, let's all try to let go of the grudges we might be holding after yesterday's argument. I can't help but think about Frozen, the song,
Let It Go.
That's the whole point of that whole song. Every mom of daughters has seen this and maybe sons too. But this is a really common popular one. Just let it go. Just like try to forget it and not let it affect you.
Exactly. Yes. I do have a 2-year-old now who likes to sing Let It Go.
You've seen Frozen.
Or just leave it behind. Just leave something behind. So you could say, leave your negativity behind. We are here to have a good time.
Yes, those are all great. And what an amazing connection skill. If you're meeting someone for the first time or, you know, meeting with a friend you haven't seen in a while and you're not having the best day, you're probably going to want to leave behind any negativity or frustration because otherwise it would be really difficult to connect with that person.
Right. Yeah. You have to be present, right? That's what this is ultimately about, being present, being able to just focus on where you are in the moment and not let the rest bother you. So, I mean, I know for Lindsay, I know yoga and meditation, things like that. For me, I do like reading helps me, or taking a walk, or watching a funny show helps me a lot. Any other things that help you?
Yeah, sports for me, for sure. If I go play volleyball or pickleball, that it's like you don't have time or the brain space to think about anything else. So it really kind of helps clear your head, I think.
And Lindsay and I actually, we always say podcasting too, because we can only think about what we're doing now. And it's a fun talk. It's a great time, right? We're focused on teaching and connecting on all of that. So you have to like Aubrey said before, leave things at the door.
Yeah, absolutely. I have a feeling this will be our Spotify poll today. We want to know what it is for you guys. Like, you know, what are these strategies that you use to leave something at the door? Mm. And I feel like this is just such a good skill to, if you haven't practiced it in advance, it would be difficult. And sometimes it's just necessary. Check everything at the door, leave it at the door so that you can perform or connect.
Exactly. So let's do a role play. We're not going to use all of these because it would be too much. But here we are, friends, and I am coming to meet you after I just quit my job. Oh, gosh.
Oh, no. I'll start us. Okay. Wow. So how are you?
I can't believe that happened. I'm honestly trying to leave it all at the door. I just want to enjoy this hangout.
Okay. I get it. You want to just let it go.
Definitely. I'm just ready to leave it behind.
Oh, this is so good. We can go through this, but I think this is so wise to be able to be open about this is even better than what I was saying. Just like shut it off and forget it didn't happen. If you can share with a friend, like things aren't perfect, but I'm going to leave it at the door, like name it and then say you're going to leave it at the door is even better.
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly. So let's go through it. So let's see. I said, I'm honestly trying to leave it all at the door. I just want to enjoy this hangout. So I'm saying I don't really want to spend time talking about this because it doesn't make me feel good. I'm saying I want to spend time with you, Aubrey. I don't want to spend time talking about this. And that's fine.
Yeah, right. And that is fine, right? And then I responded, oh, I get it. You just want to let it go. This is such a good connection skill. If someone doesn't want to go, you know, hash out all the details, this is what you want to say. Like, totally get it. You want to leave it at the door.
Exactly. And then I said, definitely. I'm just ready to leave it behind. So leave those negative feelings behind. I don't want to talk about that today. So
yeah, it might just be too fresh, right? Maybe you'll talk about it at another time.
Yeah, true. Sometimes things are just too fresh. It's not gonna, maybe I know it's gonna make me cry or feel some intense emotions and I'm not
ready. I'm not in a good state to discuss it right now. Totally.
Exactly. So Aubrey, what would you say the takeaway is for today?
Yeah, I think there are a few things. I think this is such a good connection skill to have these phrases and be ready to show understanding and vulnerability to admit if you need to leave something behind, leave it at the door, to recognize when a friend doesn't want to go into details. What great connection skills.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks so much for hanging out with me today, Aubrey, and just being able to leave everything at the door and podcast with you is great for my mental well-being.
Same. I agree. Thank you, Michelle. This is really fun. I will see you next time.
See you soon. Bye, Aubrey.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
My watch says we've gone 3 miles. This app is like having a personal trainer.
Yeah, but those apps collect a lot of your personal data. Aren't you worried?
Really? That's creepy. How do I stop that?
You should go to privacy.ca.gov to learn about your privacy rights and get on the best path to protect your privacy.
You think they could help us get up this next hill?
One step at a time.
Californians have the strongest privacy protections in the country. Go the extra mile to protect your information. Learn more at privacy.ca.gov.
Welcome, friends, to the Playful Scratch from the California Lottery. We've got a special guest today, the Scratcher Scratch Master himself, Juan. Juan, you've mastered 713 playful ways to scratch. Impressive. How'd you do it?
Well, I began with a coin, then tried a guitar pick. I even used a cactus once.
I can scratch with anything, even this mic right here.
See? See?
Well, there you have it. Scratchers are fun no matter how you scratch. Scratchers from the California Lottery. A little play can make your day. Please play responsibly. Must be 18 years or older to purchase player claim.